Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, May 4th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, with fierce fighting in central Nigeria, thousands of refugees are on the move. The clash is part ethnic feud, part political unrest, and part sectarian conflict. SIM's Malcolm McGregor says their teams keep close watch on the conditions, but there's a great future in Nigeria.
I believe it is one of the most unique countries in the world today because it exists on this fault line between Christianity and Islam. And because also there's a strong church in that nation who are really wanting to see God's purposes accomplished.
Next, it used to be Chinese Christians sang their hymns silently in a room with closed windows. These days, China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says they've seen church growth extend to the construction of seminaries and more new churches.
Here in Hubei province, where I'm currently visiting, there are 500,000 baptized Christians, which only have 60 ordained pastors who shepherd these Christians. That is a ratio of one pastor for every 8,300 Christians. This is the challenge the Chinese church is faced with today.
And Grace Ministries International says there's a lot going on in their Bolivian youth ministry. GMI missionaries work through three schools where 1,800 students receive a Christian education through a year-round camp program and through Awana programs. This month, a number of students and some teachers at camp responded to biblical lessons on purity. The missionaries also report solid growth in the lives of young people who are studying in the training center. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.